Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Film Festival Radio Show here with me, Janice Malone. And I hope that you are enjoying this portion where we are now in the holiday season of 2019. We are, you know, just about winding up, just about, you know, we will be out of here with this whole Christmas and New Year's thing. It's just a matter of a couple of more weeks. And so, you know, hopefully we can all make it to the end of the year. And I hope that you are having a very safe holiday season and you survived Black Friday. So let's just keep it going here. And, you know, we want you to be around for the next year. And, of course, we want to be around as well. And, you know, the month of December, not only is it holiday time, of course, but this marks our anniversary month of when we started Film Festival Radio. We started December of 2007. Yes, it's been that long. You guys have hung in there with us, and we just really appreciate you for continuing to support the show for 12 straight years now, and we're going into our 13th year. And we were doing this long before podcasting. Nobody really knew what it was. I barely knew what it was, but you guys have hung in there with us, and we want to thank you even more so. And also want to remind you that we now have a radio version of Film Festival Radio that's heard on KSHP 1400 radio in Las Vegas. Yes, we do. We have that, and it comes on every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time. And so this radio station also streams live, and so they have a link there where you can still hear the show no matter where you live. So you are there, I am here, and combined together, we can go everywhere. So that's what we're going to do. And so as we start our 13th year of broadcasting next month with Film Festival Radio, we're going to have a lot of new segments. We're going to make a lot of great changes. And listen, as you well know, we have a lot of celebrities on our show, a lot of them. And so we are opening up. We always have. We invite independent filmmakers to come on. We've had a lot of them on. So again, we're going to continue the tradition. If you are an independent filmmaker and you would like to come on the show, drop us a line, info@filmfestivalradio.com. Let us know how to reach you, and we will talk to you about becoming a guest for next year, okay? info@filmfestivalradio.com. So that brings me to our featured guest for this edition of the show. Okay, her name is Rebecca Stern, and she is a very talented director and producer, and she has a new documentary called Well Groomed, and it is an original HBO documentary that is airing on HBO on December 17th, so check the listings in your city to get the exact time slot. Meanwhile, you can also go to the website. The film has its own website. Sure. Okay, here it is. Wellgroomedfilm.com. That's well, G-R-O-O-M-E-D, film.com. And just look at all the really cool video footage, pictures, just everything. So let me tell you something about well-groomed. No, we're not talking about humans that are dressed to the nines. We're talking about dogs, dog groomers. We're talking about a revealing look, going behind the scenes, so to speak, to explore the world of competitive and creative dog grooming. Yeah, it's a whole genre. I didn't know that because I don't have pets. Unfortunately, I have very severe pet allergies to cats and dogs and furry animals. And I mean, it's, it gets very drastic. I don't care how well groomed and clean and manicured the animal is. I just have them. I'm just one of those people. But I love to see people enjoy the company of their pets. And so that's always a delight for me to see that. But going back to this documentary, Well Groomed, it is just a very fascinating look at the people behind the scenes who have combined it's like art meets animals, because they groom these dogs into beautiful colors and shapes and what have you. They just transform them, especially poodles. And they make them into like these living sculptures or something. And it's so cool. I know you've seen it. I know you have seen it again. And it just goes behind the scenes and to follow how they do it. And it's a world of pets and families and friendships and competition. And it's all friendly and it's very creative. And so that is primarily what the documentary is all about. And for those of you who maybe have wondered, maybe if you have a poodle or poodle style, a breed of dog, they seem to make the best ones to do this type of creative work with. Tune in. You may get some ideas, or you may be inspired that you want to, get your little dog or your big dog, whatever size may be, get them taken care of and all manicured and gussied up by one of the champion competitive dog groomers. And again, this is not to be confused with the John O'Hurley, the big Purina dog event that happens at Madison Square. No, this is way different. It's far, far different. And so what this film does, Rebecca and her crew, they went from South Carolina to California, New York, Arkansas, and they just followed this group of professional dog grooming competitions and went to the showrooms and went to the communities to meet and greet everybody to see how they do what they do. So if you are a dog lover and a pet parent, you definitely want to tune in to HBO on December 17th. And again, it's going to air throughout the month of December. So, again, go to the website, wellgroomedfilm.com, to get all the details. It's right there. And also, we're going to ask, well, I'll just save that for, I'll ask Rebecca that as well. But this film, Well Groomed, it premiered this past spring at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, of course. And it just got really rave reviews. People just loved it. And then, you know, HBO just kind of scooped it up and says, hey, we're doing this, and they're doing it. So you can go and look at it on HBO and for the entire month. And I think it's a great film for this time of the year. After all the food and the presents have been consumed, you can just sit back and find out when is it airing at the exact time for the rest of the month. And just, you and your dog can sit down and watch Well Groomed. I think it'd be a lot of fun. So let's get to my guest, Rebecca Stern. Again, she's the director and the producer of this new HBO original documentary, Well Groomed. So let's bring up Rebecca and start our chat with her right now.
Rebecca, this is Janice Malone with Film Festival Radio. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you doing?
I am absolutely fabulous. Well, anyway, here we have you. You've got this delightful documentary that will be making its grand premiere on HBO December 17th, Well Groomed. And it's just looks like it's a lot of fun. I know it was a lot of work, obviously, putting this together. So let's start with, how did this well-groomed project all start? How did it come about?
The real start of it was with my absolute love of dogs. So I think probably you and your listeners, or at least many of them, are dog lovers, so it's not really the most unique place to start a film, but I'm a huge animal lover, and I've always had a lot of pets growing up. We actually had quite a menagerie, like 8 cats, a dog, a rat, a bird, just a lot of furry friends. run as part of my childhood, and I had moved to New York, and I couldn't at that time own an animal. And I had also just gotten my first job in documentary filmmaking and didn't really know that much about it, but wanted to make one in order to learn more. So I kind of took both of those wants and combined them. I started researching dogs and dog fashion because New York is just filled with amazing dog fashion, as you can imagine. And in the process of doing that research, I ran across Creative Dog Grooming. And at that point, I was just completely hooked. I mean, like, you see one picture of yourself and, like, you want to know a lot more. And so I just started asking a lot of questions, kind of how I started it.
And so the documentary, okay, Well Groomed, it looks and delves into the whole world of competitive and creative dog grooming, which this is not the same as the Purina competition show that John O'Hurley hosts. This is a whole different world, right?
Right.
Okay. I had no idea that, you know, the unique colors and shapes and such, that was a whole genre for dog grooming. Were you surprised? Well, I guess you weren't, because you've had pets before, but I was surprised.
Well, no, I mean, I was surprised. So now, having learned a lot more about dog grooming, I realized that I probably should have been taking my childhood dog groomer. So PSA for everyone out there. But I didn't know anything about dog grooming, let alone creative dog grooming, when I started this. And I'm still definitely not a dog groomer. I mean, I've dabbled in, like, playing around with some things, but we still work with professionals. And I just, like, spend more time with cameras and with down gear than anything else. But, yeah, no, it was a shock. And I just had never thought about the fact that you could make art with your pets. I always kind of figured that you could, like, do craft projects and the pets could hang around, but I didn't think about combining the two. And I think that the women who are involved are just, they're real artists, and they have a lot of, like, creative impulses, and they want a creative outlet, and they also have a lot of dogs, and then they also take care of dogs throughout their entire day. So they were a step ahead of both of us, and combine the two.
And so this is actually a whole kind of sort of like a subculture for competitive pets. I'm going to say, well, I guess I could say sports in a way. Is that what this is?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a sport. People take it really seriously. They take the competitions very seriously. I think overall the community is much more congenial than you might find in other sports competitions, just because it is such a niche culture. You know, there's only so many people who are involved in dog grooming at this level. But, you know, they get on that stage to win. So that's what they're trying to do.
And so are these competitions, are they throughout the country, or are they primarily centered in one particular state or states or cities or what?
They're everywhere. In making the movie, we actually traveled most of the continental U.S., which was really fun. But they happen about once a month, once every 6 weeks or so, all across the country. And then if you expand it, they also happen all around the world. So this is something that's popular here, but it's also popular in Mexico and Brazil and South Korea and Japan and the U.K. as well. So it's definitely... It's like a worldwide phenomenon. It's just not one that most people know about.
Yeah, I mean, worldwide, that is even more fascinating to know that it's all over the place. I can tell you're living in New York. I get it.
Yes, sorry about that.
That's like, okay.
New York has a thing where once you get on the phone and an ambulance arrives, it's like uncanny.
Yeah, it's like an official, it's in the bylaws or something. I don't know what that's about.
Exactly.
Well, now, what are some elements and things that people can see when they start watching Well Groomed? Of course, we don't want to give away too much because we want them to tune in to HBO to watch it, but just give us a little hint.
I mean, things that people can look forward to. At least for me, it's really with meeting the women. They're so vivacious and honest and articulate And it's just fun to travel the world with them. You know, we go from California to New York and everywhere in between. And then we definitely don't skimp on cute puppies in the film. So if you're like into sports, or your significant other is into sports and you're into puppies, or your significant other is into puppies, this film kind of hits both sides. So I suggest watch parties, you know, getting people together. And the other thing is that it's not kind of a, I guess you could say, like a classic documentary in terms of tone. Like, this is really a documentary that I made specifically so that you could have a really good time watching it. Like, it's meant to inspire joy and to get people to laugh and to wow you with visuals. So, like, it's a good Friday night film, or Tuesday night, so you can watch it during the premiere. But, yeah, I think it's just a good time.
It sounds like it. I mean, the trailer is a lot of fun. What are some, I mean, the women, I'll just say the people, who are the groomers, do they have, like, do they take, like, classes to learn all of the, you know, the exotic shapes and colors and things to turn these dogs into, or is it just part of being creative for them?
Oh, yeah, no, they definitely take classes. And as part of Wellsman, we filmed quite a few of them, and I won't give it away, but one of them does make it in. So if anyone who watches Wellsman decides to, like, delve into creative dog grooming, they can at least learn a little bit of how to do it in the film. The competition grooms that you see are in Wellsman are definitely on the extreme end. So that's, like, where people get to after years of trying these things out and doing small, like, other color pieces. Like, for instance, in grooming shops, it will often just be, like, coloring the tips of ears or the tips of the tail, or a small design maybe in the side of the dog, and that's kind of how you start. And then you talk to people, take classes at all of these different grooming shows, and learn from there before you even kind of step into the ring. So what you're seeing in World Groove is kind of the culmination of a lot of years of learning how to sculpt, which is really what they're doing with their dogs.
Now, do people go, regular customers, do they go to these type of groomers even if their dog is not going to compete, because they just want to have their dog in the shape of a little snowball or something like that? I mean,
I love the idea of a snowball dog.
Yeah.
I'm so in. All of these women are professional dog groomers, so most of the dog grooming they do is creative. You can take your dog to any of them, and they'll do an award-winning cut, whether or not that cut has any color in it. So most of the time they're doing creative grooming on their own poodles. They all own poodles. Their poodles are kind of their best friends, and it's actually very rare to see one of the women without their dog, like, very close to them. But customers can also select to do it, and it's usually smaller things, like I said, like the tips of ears, or like something for Christmas time, for instance, maybe some red or green somewhere just to celebrate the holidays.
Okay. So is this very expensive to go to these specialty groomers like that, or what?
You want your dog groomed, I can tell. the women for regular grooming will charge, I don't know exactly what they charge for every single groom, because it all depends on what kind of dog, but for creative dog grooming, it can get expensive because it's a lot of time and it's a lot of energy.
Uh-huh.
And these women will say, like, that for each groom that you see in the film, there's hours of, like, planning and critiquing and thought behind each cut that they're making. They really want to be able to make something that's photoreal, or they're trying to make something that's very cartoon, or they're really trying to achieve a theme on the dog. And that happens over, like, many weekends, so the dog isn't on the table, for instance, for all that many more hours than it would be during a regular groom. It's just that the women do it over a really long period of time. So it's like, if you would want to get your dog groomed in a competition creative dog design, it probably would be very expensive, but you should talk to them and maybe you can work out a deal.
Okay. Wow. I had no idea. This kind of reminds me of these hair shows that have the wild, exotic, creative hair, you know. Hair looks like a skyscraper on your head or something, but it's a whole different world, just like this apparently is, you know, the creative dog grooming world. Well.
It's a subculture for sure, and, you know, I'm sure that if you wanted to get your hair done to match your dog, maybe that's something to discuss with them as well.
That would be really fun. That would be cute. I've never seen that one. So, hey, maybe that's a new trend of starters. So, but, so have you ever had any of your dogs, now that you've done this film, or to do the creative grooming or what?
Well, so I started the film because I didn't own a dog and I really wanted one while I was spending my time with dogs. And since then, of course, I got super jealous doing all the filming, so I figured out how to live in New York and also own a dog. But he's a cattle dog descendant mix. He really doesn't have a lot of fur. And he never stops moving. So I've done non-permanent, little bedazzling things, but he usually just wants to play fetch.
Okay.
There's a reason why most of the dogs you see in the film are poodles. Poodles have to be groomed. They're trained to be groomed from a really young age. And for my puppy, the groomers actually helped me do a little bit of training around grooming with them. So he's not terrified of a bath or anything like that, but is definitely not an ideal candidate for grooming.
Okay. It just sounds like if these dogs are kind of groomed for this, if they're puppies, it kind of sort of like the pageant world. You know how little girls start off in the pageant as little girls, and they just kind of grow into the next level, and then they finally go to become Miss America. So it kind of sounds like that, but it sounds like it's a lot of fun. And I just want to remind everybody, it's Well Groomed. HBO, December 17th. Will it air throughout the month, the rest of December on HBO, or what?
Yes, there's a complete listing of times on the HBO website for broadcast, and then it will start being on all HBO streaming platforms on December 18th. So if you can't catch it on December 17th at 9 p.m., you can always catch it the next day on wherever you find HBO.
And do you have a specific website for Well Groomed?
Yes, it's wellgroomedmovie.com.
Okay, wellgroomedmovie.com. Well, we're going to have everybody tune in, especially if you are a pet owner, dog lover. You've got to see this. I think it's absolutely fabulous. And Rebecca, thank you so much for your work and for having such a creative documentary.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Okay, we got her. We lost her there. All right, the film again is Well Groomed. It's on HBO. It's one of their original documentaries. Again, if you have a pet, you got a dog especially, it's a great film that you will have a lot of fun going behind the scenes to see this whole kind of a glittery subculture of how competitive, creative dog grooming works. And when meet the people that do this pretty probably full time, I'm assuming. But anyway, as Rebecca said, December 17th, HBO, 9 p.m. I'm assuming that's Eastern because she's in New York City. But again, check the listings for the exact time in your time zone. Your time zone, not my time zone, not Rebecca's time zone. And just take a look at it, and it will be airing throughout the month of December. You can just continue to watch it. Maybe you can, what do they call it, DVDR? Isn't that good? The documentary's website is wellgroomed, G-R-O-O-M-E-D, film.com. And go there, you can, you know, drop Rebecca a line. If you see the film, once you see it, and let her know if you enjoyed it, and I'm sure that you will. And it will be there for you again for the whole month of December. And who knows, you might get a gift for your little doggy that's something that they can wear, or a little bow or something, a ribbon in their hair or something in their fur. And it might just inspire you to go back and watch Well Groomed all over again. So anyway, wellgroomedfilm.com is where you can get more details about it. And just tune in on December 17th on HBO to look at it in person. Yes, it will be there. So Rebecca has a lot going on in her life. She's got even more work coming up as far as films are concerned. We did not get a chance to, because we ran out of time, to ask her all about what's her next project, but I'm sure it's listed there on her website as well. Okay, that's going to do it for this edition of the Festival Radio Show, and we will see you on the next edition of our show. So, Merry Christmas to you. Keep shopping. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.